Hank, and this is Woodlands Podcast for January 20th, 2005. Big old inauguration day. Loving it. Hey, I am sorry that I have not been around doing my podcasts. I'm sure you guys have been just beside yourselves without me. But I've had bigger fish to fry. Let me explain. One of the things that really drove me nuts was the process that I went through to listen to podcasts. I don't have an iPod. I don't have an iRiver. I have a 5-minute commute to work. I guess I'm blessed with that. And really, the only place that I ever listen to podcasts is while I'm sitting at my desk. That's it. Right here on my PC, where I make my own podcasts. So the process for me, if you look at any of the other sites, and they're great sites, Podcast Alley, you go to podcaster.net, whatnot, they're gonna, even the Don and Drew show, the instructions, they're usually like 5 parts, and you're listening to a podcast, you probably received it in this method, but you go out and you find the RSS feed. Easy enough to do. Then you have to cut and paste that, before you can do it, you need to download an aggregator, like a feed reader. Or if you're a little more advanced, you need to download iPodder and just trust, that you're getting everything right. So you cut and paste the RSS into the feed reader, and you either set it to update automatically, or you update it, but you watch it, and you wait. And you wait for the feeds to be posted and the feeds to be read. In the case of a regular aggregator, then you go to that feed in your reader and you right-click on the MP3 and you download it to a folder. Or iPodder will download it automatically for you to your hard drive. And then comes the third application, iTunes, which I have at work, and it drives me crazy because every once in a while I'll be listening and iPodder will kick in and start downloading stuff, and suddenly I've got this second window popping up, playing MP3s, and sometimes it freezes up and there's issues on the PC, and basically it's a problem. And then after I have the MP3s on my disk, I need to go in and do, because I listen in Windows Media Player, I need to actually go in and find the MP3s that I've downloaded, because they're all in their own individual directories, and right-click on them and do an Add to Now Playing List. I need to save that list in case I need to reboot. I'm a developer, so I reboot every once in a while. And then, when I'm done listening, there's a bunch of MP3s on my disk. Like, right now I've got over a gig of podcasts sitting in, my documents slash podcast slash whatever. And some of them I know I've downloaded and I haven't listened to. A lot of them I have. I'm not 100% sure which ones I have and haven't. But I've got to clean that up. And it takes time. I mean, there's probably 20 minutes in my day where I'm doing absolutely nothing but finding podcasts, checking feeds, downloading MP3s, organizing them into a playlist, listening, then trying to clean up my disk and get my space back, and it's a hassle, and it bothered me. It drove me freaking crazy that I was killing all this time, and I had to have my podcast. I gotta listen to Adam every day. I have to, gotta listen to, a bunch of you guys out there just have phenomenal content, it's so good. I love it. I love my podcast. I really do. So anyway, this was eating at me and eating at me, and then finally I realized, oh my god, I can do something about this. And I looked around, and nobody had really gotten there yet. So I said to myself, self, because that's what I call myself, I says, self, you gotta do this. You gotta do it now, and you gotta do it quick. So last Wednesday, just a little 8 days ago, I had this thought, and I realized that there's a better way to listen to podcasts than all this downloading and everything. And I know it's Adam's dream, and that's what he built. And you know what? For an iPod, getting up in the morning and having like an hour jog or an hour commute to work or taking the train or the bus or whatever, phenomenal, phenomenal. But when you're tied to your desk, this is simply a pain in the ass. So, hence I bought the domain. It is podcastmania.com. Currently, I'm told it's only working in for Windows Media Player. I'm desperately trying to get it to work for the Mac. In fact, any support you guys would have for that would be really cool. But basically, go to podcastmania.com, and our motto is click and listen. And all you do is you find the feed you want to listen to, and this is, you know, version 0.095 right now or whatever. I just wanted to get it up. We got about a month's worth of work to really fine-tune this. But you click on a podcast, and it delivers the RSS feed directly to Windows Media Player and starts streaming it, and you don't need to download it. You don't need to clean up any files. You don't need to set up any playlists. You don't need to do any of that. It's done for you. It's my product. I made it, but my God, if none of you people ever use it, ever, I don't care. I love this. I'm so psyched about this because it's freed my hard drive and it's freed my time and it's just making my podcast listening life so much better because I go in and I can click on, you know, Adam's show and just listen to it. There's no downloading or waiting or anything. I click and I listen, and it's beautiful. And if I get bored of what he's saying, I go to one of the other feeds. So, wow. Instead of just being a podcaster now, I'm actually in the podcasting business, and couldn't be happier. I just couldn't be happier. And for you guys in the Woodlands, this is a hometown business, you know? New one just sprung up. So I've got a couple of guys I'm working with. Really good. Eric Lukaz, he's helped me out with my design elements, and then Sam Camp is working with me on a lot of the back-end services and stuff. We've got some really cool features that we're going to be coming out with over the next month that's just going to... We're going to change things. I mean, just what I've done right here, and I don't think I'm being too full of myself here, I've changed things, and I feel so good about that. Everybody else, you're guaranteed you're going to take a look at what I'm doing and go, oh, duh, and I'm not going to be the only kid on the block for very long. I know this, and that's fine. I don't care, but I've got other stuff, you know. I've been designing and programming and building websites since, like, before Netscape. You know, when it was back in Lync, so I was doing all the hypertext stuff down at the library in college. So, you know, it's cool that after, you know, umpteen million projects that I've done for other companies and some that I've done for myself that, you know, are... I do some tax software and home reporting software and stuff that is really a niche industry. There's not too many people that use it. It makes a bit of money, but, you know, it's definitely a niche that I've finally hit on something that I'm psyched. Everybody can use this. Everybody with a PC out there and a little bit of a connection. Adam on his dial-up, sorry, man, can't do it. You got your broadband now, though, so once you get that PC, I expect you to be listening, brother. Anyhow, that's it. So go out there to podcastmania.com. One of the other things I'm doing is I'm trying to really keep the best of the best feeds. Somewhat judging on content, you know, but I'm not a barometer for what people should listen to. Oh, that reminds me, I gotta get Madge on board. Ho ho ho, that'd be nice. I'm not so much looking for content, so to speak, but it would be really nice to find people that have feeds that are up for a while, that they fairly regularly at least put out some new content. There's too many of these. Like, unless I own the site, I wouldn't put my own podcast on there because I've been too flaky. Yeah, I've put out, what, 3 or 4 podcasts over a month and a half. They're not regular. I keep saying I'm coming out with local content. I never do. I'm worthless for that. But that's okay. I don't mind. Just one of the things getting started on this. But it was just a nagging problem. There was something in the background, and now I fixed it. So everybody out there, if you hear me, come on out to podcastmania.com. We officially open Saturday night, throwing my launching party. But right now, you're seeing a little bit of the shakiness of the first couple days before we get this wrapped up completely. But come on out to podcastmania.com and click to listen. You know, that's our motto. Don't download anything. Nothing. Don't save any files. Don't manage any files. Just click and listen. We're going to mix it up out there. I've got an email address. It's hank@podcastmania.com. Drop me a line. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think we're missing. Like I said, we have a lot of features that are planned on coming up in the next month or so that are... we're changing things, man, and it feels good. It feels good. I freaking love this. We're, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Bringing it back to the desktop. It's going full cycle. Anyway, this is Hank, and this is the Woodlands blog / the podcastmania.com announcement. People, enjoy yourselves today. The inauguration's on. It's the heading towards what's supposed to be a nice weekend here. It's been a little cold down in the Woodlands, but it looks like things are going to pipe up a bit for the weekend, and I can't wait. I got to work on my yard, but it's about time. So anyway, love y'all. Take care. This is Hank, and I'm out.